Upstate is now a finalist in the American College and University President's Climate Leadership Awards. And joining us this morning to tell us all about it are Kathy Jobson, a registered nurse and director of the Value Analysis Program for University Hospital, and Tom Pellis, Assistant Vice President for Facilities and Planning at Upstate Medical University. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning.
So, Tom, tell us, what is this award? What does it signify?
This is a national award that's associated with the American College and University's President Climate Commitment. And we are one of the finalists because we are one of the unique universities that has a hospital associated with us.
So it's a finalist for how many people are in the
there
final?
There are three finalists in our category.
Wow.
Nationwide.
Wow.
One university in California and another one actually in New York.
And how did this happen? I mean, how did you get nominated for this?
Well, we submitted an application last fall, and we are trying to elevate the awareness of a substantial sustainability program we have in the university. And luckily, we were nominated as a finalist.
And part of this nomination process, I guess, was the fact that you also won from OCRA, the Onondaga County Resource Recovery Association, the Blue Ribbon Recycling Award.
Yes, Upstate is the only hospital in OCRA's jurisdiction that has received this distinction, and actually tomorrow we receive the formal plaque for that designation. So we're very excited about the rest of the world knowing all the good things that are happening at Upstate from a sustainability standpoint.
So basically, sustainability is the goal, and the idea is to reduce the carbon footprint of the university and the hospital.
That's correct. As a signatory university to the President's climate commitment, we are duty-bound and in writing have committed to be at zero carbon footprint at a designated date in the future. In our case, it's a 40-year horizon because it's a pretty unique challenge when you figure you have a level one trauma care and 406-bed hospital.
Amazing amount of waste, I'm sure, that gets generated in that setting. So, Kathy, tell me, you're doing some very unique things as a way of achieving this goal. Tell us what you're doing.
We did identify through the value analysis program that reprocessing was one of the biggest contributions we could make towards sustainability.
What does that mean?
What that means is that devices that were previously thrown away in the trash in the landfills are now collected and they're sent to a third-party reprocessor.
So when you say devices for the listening public, tell me what you mean.
Things that are used in the operating room, things that are used in the cath lab, catheters, things that are used on the floors that patients may be familiar with, things like pulse oximetry, the plastic sleeves that are put on to squeeze people's legs to prevent thrombosis, common everyday medical devices that are used that now can be repurposed and reused.
So you send it out to a third party who then makes it basically recycled.
Right.
Reusable.
Right. Absolutely.
That's incredible.
They use the parts, they take parts and pieces and either recycle the original device or they recycle the pieces they can't use and use those pieces for other things.
What kind of impact does that have on patient care, if any?
It has a huge impact. We've identified almost $1 million in savings through reprocessing in the past 18 months.
Money that can be then dedicated to...
Absolutely. It lowers our direct costs for patient care supplies, and it's a great impact for the nursing staff in terms of morale, and they're feeling good about contributing to the sustainability efforts.
And like, as I said, money then can be spent in maybe hiring additional staff or in other services.
New technology, new products, new services.
So what are some of the other things? I know the operating room must generate a tremendous amount of waste. So what happens there?
Well, I should probably step back to the global view of sustainability as it relates to recycling and things like that. The first line of defense in sustainability is to not generate it in the first place. That's not possible, of course, in many cases in our situation. The second line of defense is to minimize waste, which is what Kathy's just been describing, and that's the best thing to do if you must use it in the first place. And then the last line of defense is recycling. So the things we've been doing in the ORs, which Kathy has talked to quite extensively already, are to minimize waste, and we've done that in another manner of minimizing the amount of wrappings that are used around sterile instruments and gowns and that sort of thing in the ORs. We are using hard cases that are reusable, and that does two things. Obviously, we're minimizing waste in that we're not using the wrappings to start with, and we are reusing or recycling the hard containers that we are using now for sterile containers.
That's incredible. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, and that wrap was also not biodegradable, so we're eliminating that from the environment.
Just adding to the landfill.
Right.
Yeah. So tell me, it sounds like there's so many opportunities, I would think, in a university as well as a medical center, and a hospital, to make changes. Things like, computers and printer cartridges and all that kind of stuff. You must be doing some amazing things with that.
We are doing more than I can list in terms of the types of changes. We've taken kind of two approaches to our program here. One is that it's a holistic approach. There is no silver bullet. Unlike other universities that have 25,000 acres of land where they can use that as an offset to carbon dioxide output, we don't have that. And so we've had to look at rather than home run balls, singles that we're punching out. And we've mentioned several of them here. The composting of food waste is another one that's out there. We're moving forward with green roofs and healing gardens that will not only uptake carbon dioxide, but they're good for the patient well-being and rainwater mitigation. We're also looking at mass transportation to try to reduce the number of people that commute here.
Well, that's incredible. I don't want to run out of time. I just want to know, how are you going to win this? How does that get determined?
Well, it's a video that goes on YouTube. Please vote, everyone.
We'll have a link. Actually, we're going to have a link to it on our website.
And it is very much like the American Idol concept, where we post our video along with the other finalists, and we try to get as many people to watch the videos and vote on the one they like the best, and we hope that people are going to like ours the best.
I hope so, too. When are you going to find out?
We are going to find out in May.
Wonderful. Well, this is so exciting. My guests have been Kathy Jobson, RN and Director of the Value Analysis Program at University Hospital, and Tom Pellis, the Assistant Vice President for Facilities and Planning at State Medical University. Best of luck with this. This is wonderful. We'll be right back, right after a short break.